David Hutchinson got health insurance for the first time in his life about a year ago. He's 52 years old. He's just wrapping up a routine visit here at Jordan Health in Rochester.
Do you know what kind of health insurance you have, or what she signed you up for?
I think it's Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Blue Choice Option.
He has Blue Choice Option, a Medicaid plan managed by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Throughout this year's presidential campaign, he's been paying close attention to Mr. Trump's promise.
I worried about it for me and many more people. I cannot afford it.
Depending on who you ask, Obamacare is a godsend or a tragedy. Trump ran on a few different ideas for replacing it: tax-free health savings accounts, buying insurance across state lines to encourage competition, and changing the way Medicaid funding works. For David Hutchinson, these possibilities leave him wondering whether he'll be able to afford insurance in the future.
Probably not. Depends upon, you know, the amount of pay I get.
It's too soon to know exactly how all this will play out, but changes could impact the 3 million New Yorkers who get their insurance through the exchange. To understand how, we need to look at what's going on at the state level, because the Affordable Care Act is really like 50 different Affordable Care Acts.
New York State had already implemented a lot of the tenets of the Affordable Care Act even before the Affordable Care Act took effect.
Leslie Moran, vice president of the New York Health Plan Association, says before the ACA, New York already had laws to protect patients from discrimination based on pre-existing conditions, age, or sex. Those protections will probably not go away. But what could change is the estimated $800 million federal dollars that currently subsidize low-cost options like the Essential Plan.
That's the big question, is New York, if it wanted to continue offering these programs, the state itself would have to find some way, you know, find those dollars. And that's the big question hanging over all of our heads.
The federal government also picks up half the Medicaid tab and subsidizes premiums for private insurance plans. Most New Yorkers who've signed up through the exchange, about 82%, are on Medicaid or a low-cost plan. In Trump's vision, Medicaid would operate as a state block grant program. That essentially means each state gets a capped chunk of money.
Medicaid has never been a block grant program. Not since it was adopted in 1965.
Sarah Liebschutz is a political scientist who has worked with the Rockefeller Institute on New York ACA research.
The block grant is a finite amount of money. A state might use that up and say to other people, sorry, you're not eligible. We've used up our block grant.
While this is about what happens nationally, actual changes will also come down to how states choose to figure it out. And things will not change overnight. Just last week, Trump said he may consider keeping parts of the Affordable Care Act.
The wheels of government turn slowly, and there will be lots and lots of input before action is taken.
Liebschutz says, don't let any of these uncertainties stop you from signing up for health insurance this enrollment period. At least no major changes are expected before the end of 2017. Karen Chakurji, Side Effects Public Media.